Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Stop it with the ignorance. And we have to stop saying, oh, well, you know, you have to listen to people and, no, you don't. The people who are not getting vaccines, who are believing the lies on the internet instead of science, it's time to start shaming them.
Shame, shame, shame. Shame on you. This was serious, but it turned into something fun.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
President Biden we're so fortunate that he did not win for president before when he ran, because we needed him now. He's perfect for now. He knows his foreign policy.
That's a bloody outrage, it is. I want to take this all the way to the Prime Minister.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under.
Oh, crikey!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We're going to play some cuts from New York, where a black family was thrown out of a restaurant. I think a little less after the Trump line. We'll play these cuts, the last day or so, for not having their vaccine passports that now Charlie wants to have in Massachusetts.
Your papers, please.
You know, there's a story out today that the MBTA is headed for financial calamity. I thought it was already there, but I guess they're saying it's going to be worse because nobody's riding it anymore. Nobody's coming back to work. And so people aren't buying passes to go on the MBTA. So since no one's buying Charlie cards anymore, can we call the vaccine passports Charlie cards? At least until he's thrown out of office next year. So, I mean, if, you know, again, it's a nice alliterative description, Charlie cards. So if no one's buying the original Charlie cards, let's just make them into vaccine passports. So when are we going to need a passport to get out of the state? That's why I got to get out of the state before they start, requiring you to turn over all your goods to this, like you're leaving an old communist country back in the old day. You can leave, but you have to leave everything behind, including your children, by the way. But you can leave if you want. That's what some countries said. I don't know if Massachusetts would actually be that liberal. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Trump line.
Joe Biden says he has to raise taxes in order to lower taxes.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. To keep these child tax care credits going to people who don't work and don't pay taxes, from the working families that aren't working and aren't families, I have to tax people who actually do work for a living. You understand, don't you? If you're a Democrat lying on your couch and hasn't worked for 18 months and living higher on the hog than ever before, you certainly do. Joe Biden is your man.
Liz, last time Joe was tested for COVID.
Play a couple more. We got a million of these cuts. Let's play another one. cut 13.
We're also going after the bad actors and pandemic profiteers in our economy.
He's going after bad actors. Does that include his son, the smartest man he knows, Hunter Biden? Cut 10.
The data shows that the overwhelming majority of Americans agree with my proposal. There's no surprise.
Sometimes he coughs before he lies. Other times he coughs after he lies. That was one of the ones where he coughs after he lies. The Trump line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. 20 years after the attack on American citizens on our home soil, Our embassy, which is our home soil in Afghanistan, is under Taliban control, while private groups like the NazareneFund.org continue their efforts to rescue those we left behind.
The FBI today announced that they will be holding training classes on how to better cover up their botched cover-ups.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. The Andrew McCabe cannot believe that the derelictions of duty he's seen in the Larry Nassar case. And by God, he's seen a lot of dereliction of duties in his years in the on the FBI before he was fired in disgrace.
Love it. I can't believe the failure of this State Department. I think they should refer to Blinken as Tony the Paper Tiger, the mascot of Frosted Snowflakes.
You know damn well he wants to replace Taliban Tony as the Secretary of State. I was just talking with the VIPs about it. It has nothing to do with negotiating with China and the terrible clock running out on our chances to save the planet from global warming. It has all to do with the private jet. Once you get used to the big private jet, the flying squirrel just doesn't make it. You know, it's nice to own a car, you know, but it's you can own a small car when you're a teenager and it's your first car. But once you get used to driving that Escalade, you don't want to go back. You don't want to go back. And it's the same way with a 727.
9 months after the inauguration, CNN's lead story is still all about Donald Trump. Why can't I quit you?
He's living rent-free in their heads, as they say. And you know what? Those were the golden days for them in terms of ratings. Nobody watches them now. Something outrageous can be said on CNN on a Thursday night, which it was last week, and nobody even noticed it until Tuesday.
Jen Psaki said illegal immigrants don't have to get the vaccine because they're Democrats.
I know. 20 to 25% of illegal aliens crossing the border are COVID positive, but we don't care. We don't care. The Afghans that are coming in totally unvetted, many of them with child brides, meaning 12, 13-year-old girls, they don't have to get vaccinated either. And vetting is cursory, shall we say, or desultory, maybe is the better word, desultory, because how do you vet somebody from a failed state?
China already had plugs on the payroll. Now they have General Milley on the dole. These people don't care about their country's welfare. Our overall downfall seems to be their goal.
Yeah, you know, Joe knew that he had complete confidence, his words, in General Milley when Milli Vanilli said last year, China is not our enemy. You know, if China had given one of my kids $1.5 billion, and my kid referred to me as the big guy and said I got 10% of the cut, I wouldn't say China was my enemy either. I would say China was my good friend, and I'll be glad to tell him before I'm about to attack.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. There you go again, making sport of General Milley's weight. Let us not forget that, compared to you before your sleeve procedure, General Milley looks like Twiggy. You formerly fat bastard. We're going to be fine.
I wouldn't go that far. I read today that he's only 5'8", so I may have outweighed him just in terms of the fact that I was 4 or 5 inches taller than him. But he is...
His BMI was higher?
Yes, he is. I think they, you know, an old song. What is it, Mr. 5x5? That old song from the 1940s. I think that song applied to him.
When they said Biden was going to be the great unifier, I didn't know they meant the Taliban, ISIS, and Al Qaeda.
And don't forget that special variant, ISIS-K. The special K of Islamic terrorist organizations.
The special K, General Mills product?
You know, I
no, that's
I do
Kellogg's,
not know.
Isn't it?
I don't
that's why
know.
They call it K. It's Kellogg's.
Yeah, that's right.
Joe Biden isn't stupid or incompetent or senile. He's a combination of all three.
I love that meme on the internet. He's angry and he's pointing his finger at somebody, and the type says, "Dementia my ass. I've always been this dumb."
Overheard in the White House. What the heck does a guy gotta do to get fired around here?
I know. It's true, isn't it? Yeah. Again, they say Taliban Tony has got one foot on a banana peel and the other foot on the grave, but I don't think so. I mean, he's been holding Biden's coat for 20 years. I don't think they're going to get rid of him.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The chump line number is 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, you can probably hear it at 7 o'clock every night. Weeknight, we post Chopped Chumps, the messages that didn't make the chump line you just heard. You can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The chump line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. 20 years after the attack on American citizens on our home soil, our embassy, which is our home soil in Afghanistan, is under Taliban control, while private groups like the Nazarene Fund .org continue their efforts to rescue those we left behind.
Last time, Joe was tested for COVID.
We still got a lot of Biden cuts to play, and we'll play the audio of the black family getting thrown out of the restaurant in New York. Welcome back to the day. It wasn't a Woolworth's lunch counter either. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. Stagflation is making a comeback. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can protect your wealth and take control of your retirement. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you ever vote for a governor who tries to implement a statewide vaccination identification program?
N-O, no way.
In the negative, it's gone down to 94% from 98.
Okay, we've got several cuts here. I just want to play one cut. We'll play more in the fourth hour of the show. But this is an interesting sound cut, as you'll hear when we play it. Cut 29.
No, we've been talking to the states that have developed this, and it's certainly something that, I mean, I just happen to think that getting to the point where there's a relatively simple process for people to credential the fact that they've been vaccinated will be important for a whole bunch of reasons.
For a whole bunch of reasons. It'll make it easiest to know who to put in the camps, the re-education camps. I mean, wouldn't it be just simpler to tattoo everybody? And, you know, when you go in there to get that booster shot every 6 or 8 months or 6 or 8 weeks or 6 or 8 hours, you can just get a new tattoo. You know, you can get the shot and a tattoo at the same time. And then that way they can keep up with you. And, you know, it'll just make it a lot easier. Or maybe a chip. Maybe they can just implant a chip in your body to make it easier for the deep state. You know, would Charlie Parker have been elected governor if he had said, you know what I want to do? I want everyone to have to be forced to get a vaccination in order to travel anywhere in the state. Do you think that would have gotten a lot of votes for him in 2010 when he lost, or 2014 or 2018 when he won?
Don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think so. 844-500-4242. Okay, as you know, New York City has already gone to the vaccine passport program. You can't get into most public settings unless you show your passport, your papers, please. So now it's the obvious has happened. A majority of black New Yorkers, especially in the 25 to 54 group or 25 to 64-year-old group, don't have vaccinations. So it was only a matter of time until you were going to get sound like this or video of black families being ejected from public accommodations. And so this is what's happening here. Cut 7, a New York.
So you're refusing the service? Are you refusing service? So you're going to enforce segregation because we just told you that we're religiously exempt.
You told us you had the vaccine.
I never told you any of that. I would never tell you that. I would never say that. I would never say that.
Is the restaurant owner not enforcing segregation? I feel bad for the restaurant owner. It's like one of the restaurant owners, when they announced this idiotic plan, said, last year we were the mask police. Now we're the vaccination police. We're having a tough enough time staying in business, and we have to be the police department. Who's paying me to enforce these stupid laws? Cut 8.
Everybody in here is okay with that? Everybody's in here okay with setting segregation in society? Everybody's okay with that? Oh, we don't have our vaccine card, so now the kids can't eat. We can't eat. You guys are okay with that? This is the America you want to live in?
Yeah.
Is this the America you want to live in? No, f*** you see?
This is where we're at. This is what Charlie Parker wants to go to. This is his dream. You know, everybody will only be able to conduct the most simple routine chores, tasks, with the blessing of the of big nanny state government. You got the last cut there? Cut 9.
This is America, and in America, everybody can eat. Everybody can eat in America, all right? This is not segregation. This is America. You need to wake up. This is the kind of country you want to live in? You want to live in this type of country?
Suppose Ron DeSantis had a plan like this. What would happen if Ron DeSantis tried to impose some form of what amounts to segregation? You know, I mean, and you know, why aren't black people getting vaccinated? Could it be because Joe Biden compared it and Al Sharpton compared it to the Tuskegee experiments? Only, of course, in Biden's case, he called it the Tuskegee Airmen because he's somewhat confused on that issue as he is on so many other issues. But that's the reality of where we are in this country. 844-500-4242. When we come back, we're going to open up the lines, and we're going to play some stuff from a Zoom meeting of a North Carolina hospital where they're talking about how they're going to gin up the COVID-19 statistics to scare people. You know, the only thing they do more than ginning up the statistics is ginning down the statistics. If you're Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, or Charlie Parker, the governor of Massachusetts, you just move the dead around, move the numbers around to make you look better. It's disgraceful. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Again, we're going to be down at Precinct 10 in Weymouth for a remote tomorrow from 3 to 6 p.m. Grace will be there. I'll be there. We'll have free books to give away, one per customer. We're also going to give away some T-shirts. We have some double XL t-shirts that we're going to give away because we got too many of those.
Go into Precinct 10 and L, come out a double XL. That's what's going to happen. So you're going to need those shirts.
Yeah, Taylor's been telling the VIPs that when I come back from Florida, he puts on weight because we have so much good food coming in. Like it's my fault.
I didn't blame you. But it is true. When you go away, I lose like 30, 35 pounds because we starve around here. But then you come back and Alma Galsha comes in every week. You can't avoid that.
I'm a bad man. I made Taylor fat. So we'll be down at Precinct 10, and it is a great place to eat. And they brought us so much food, and some of the VIPs didn't show up today. So we've got all this paella and paella. And this mac and short ribs, mac and cheese, and just all kinds of great food, fried cauliflower. It's just fantastic food. But come on down and see us and get a t-shirt. If you get there early, you'll get a book. It's Precinct 10 in Weymouth. We sold out of the VIP gift card, the cheap bastard deal gift cards that we had earlier in the day. But it's a great place. You'll have a good time, and it's a nice place to have a drink or a meal or both or just to watch the show. So come on down. We'll be there from 3 to 6 tomorrow afternoon in Weymouth. Right now, it's time for the Week in Woke.
The Howie Carr Show now presents the Week in Woke.
Do you tire of remembering which pronouns to use? Do you find yourself trying to remember the correct acronym when addressing social issues? Are you struggling to find new and exciting ways to reduce your carbon footprint? Well, fear not, friends. The Week in Woke is here to help.
A lot of wokeness every week in Joe Biden's America, and I'm sure we got some good stuff this week. So what do we got here, Taylor?
Not only in Joe Biden's America, but also across the pond as well. UK is very, very woke.
Crikey.
So we'll get over there in just a hop and a skip, but the NWHL, that's the National Women's Hockey League, is dropping women from its name.
I did not know there was an NWHL.
I didn't either, so that's news to both of us. I knew about the WNBA, but I didn't know about the NWHL. Why didn't they call it the WNHL? I think that has a better ring to it instead of the NWHL.
Yeah, no, it does. It does. So now they're going to call it the NHL? Is the real NHL going to sue?
Nope, they're going to call it the PHF, the Premier Hockey Foundation. Tamina is the commissioner of the NWHL, now known as the Premier Hockey Foundation. She said, the league has come a long way since its inception in 2015. Very old and established organization here. And we believe that this is the right time and the right message as we strengthen our commitment to growing the game and inspiring youth.
What is their equivalent to the Stanley Cup? Is it the Rachel Cup? Named after Dr. Rachel Levine?
I'm not sure. That's a good question.
You know, I didn't check today. General Thoroughly Modern Millie played both football and hockey at Belmont Hill School, which does not have a mascot. Although I've renamed it today, I've renamed them the personal pronouns, the Belmont Hill School personal pronouns. But I didn't check to see if Levine played hockey in addition to football.
It's the Isabel Cup.
The Isabel Cup. Okay.
It's the championship trophy of the National Women's Hockey League. It takes its name from Lord Frederick Arthur Stanley's daughter, Isabel, who shared his love of the game and is known to be one of the first female hockey players in Canada. So there you go. But they feel it's time for their players to be defined by their talent and skill. It's not like they're female phenomenal, said Tamina. You're just phenomenal.
Eh? She added, eh?
And is that, it's phenomenal. Phenomenal is the word that they used. Respectfully, I don't know if men always understand, especially for me, because I encounter it a lot, she said. We play with the same sized puck, in the same sized rink, the same nets. So to remove that label, not only remove it, but in the logo, erase the W, I think is empowering. But it's still an all-women's league.
But it's still hockey, eh? Writing this, you have to say, you have to end every sentence by saying, eh.
It's still an all-women's league, eh?
There you go. There you go, eh?
The Washington football team, sticking with the sports theme, is hosting Pride Night Out. They're playing the Giants tonight, Thursday night football, and tonight is Pride Night Out. Reserve tickets for Pride Night attendees start at just $28. What a bargain.
What is the significance of 28, dare I ask?
I don't know. Brent Miner, founder and executive director of Team DC, said we had tried reaching out in the past, but eventually made the decision that we would not engage until the name was changed of the former Washington Redskins. We don't want these community nights just to be a monetary transaction. We want to build bridges and encourage inclusion. Who was being left out of? Were they turning away gay people and trans people at the doors, saying you can't come in and watch football?
See, the problem is Dan Snyder, the owner of the Washington Redskins, not only does he have a problem with sexual harassment in the organization, not him personally, I don't think, but in the organization, but more significantly, Taylor, he is a Republican. So, they've been throwing people out of the league, you own a $2 billion franchise like the Richardsons in Charlotte, and they just throw you out of the league, basically.
So tonight, they're not only celebrating Pride, they're celebrating Latinx Heritage Month, all rolled into one. And the game will be kicked off, well, before kickoff, they're going to have a performance of Lift Every Voice, the black anthem that they are using in week one, right, or the first two
weeks.
What
time does the game start? Because I'm not going to tune in until about 10 minutes after kickoff.
I'm not sure what time they
Oh,
start.
It's an NFL network. I'm not even sure I get the NFL network. So if I miss it, I miss it.
But the Lift Every Voice.
Couple of crappy teams.
Lift Every Voice and Sing is going to be performed by the Gay Men's Chorus of Washington. Because when the black community stepped up and said, we want equity, they were envisioning the Gay Men's Chorus of Washington singing the black national anthem.
I'm sure they were.
We finally reached that point. Equity. Winston Churchill Charity has erased his first name from its website over his views on race controversy. It was formerly known as the Winston Memorial Trust. It's now known as the Churchill Fellowship. They've removed pictures of Churchill, and they have scrubbed his first name from the name of the organization and the website as well. Because of his views on race, saying they are unacceptable today, a view that we share.
I just was looking up a quote from Winston Churchill back in, I think, 1939 today, because it seemed appropriate for the occasion, telling the Red Chinese that they'd be notified if we were going to attack them. Winston Churchill said after the Munich Agreement to Neville Chamberlain, then the Prime Minister, "You have chosen dishonor over war, and now you shall have both."
Ooh, that's a very good quote.
That's an extremely good quote. And if they'd known that quote existed, they probably would have cut out both of his names out of the charity.
They did put up a picture of him again. They brought a picture of him back, but they insisted that his first name be left out of the organization because now it just focuses on his grandchildren, the Churchill family. They believe the old name was confusing and claims the change is not linked to his role in Britain's imperial history or an attempt to disown him. The Prime Minister's spokesman said today, I didn't realize he still had a spokesman. It's completely absurd, mate. Misguided and wrong to airbrush his giant achievements and service to this country, and the trust should think again, Governor.
And in a related development, R.J. Reynolds said if they allow cigarette advertising on TV again, they will not use as their slogan, "Winston tastes good like a cigarette should."
And they also had Churchill cigars, right?
I don't remember those, but I'm sure they did, considering his...
No, I believe they still do.
They do? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prince Albert in a can.
This one we do have a little sound for, but I do have to have some explanation about it before we get to the video. A teacher says positive behavior, like sitting quietly, following directions, is, any guesses?
White supremacy.
You got it right on the nose. White supremacy.
Of course it is.
A Virginia high school teacher posted a TikTok video criticizing the state's disciplinary approach, which promotes such rules as sitting quietly and following directions as white supremacy.
Next thing you know, they're going to be insisting that you learn how to read and write.
They don't teach in other cultures. They don't teach reading and writing, don't you know? That's white supremacy. The framework adopted by Virginia is called Positive Behavioral Interventions and Supports, PBIS, and it's to support positive academic and behavioral outcomes for all students through evidence-based prevention and intervention behavioral strategies.
What is evidence-based prevention? What does evidence-based prevention mean?
Evidence-based prevention means that this has been through study after study, and I don't know what it means.
Why didn't she just say that?
Well, I thought I could fudge it. The teacher said in the video, I stated that PBIS is white supremacy with a hug, and a lot of y'all wanted to know more about that. So here is the teacher.
The idea of just sitting quiet and being told stuff and taking things in a passive stance is not a thing that's in with many cultures. So if we're positively enforcing these behaviors, we are by extension positively enforcing elements of white culture, which therefore keeps whiteness at the center, which is the definition of white supremacy.
Says things like sitting quietly and keeping to yourself and being polite, that's all rooted in white culture, and to promote such behavior is white supremacy because you're keeping that at the core of somebody's behavior.
You know what I'm really tired of hearing? Y'all.
Y'all?
I don't even like to hear it from Southerners anymore. It's really, really overdone.
You think it's cliche almost?
Biden really has abused it totally. Yeah, it is a total cliche. It's as bad as folks.
So the teacher believes a school should value education justice.
Oh!
That puts relationships at the heart of everything. In order to foster a good relationship with somebody, isn't good manners like a key role in that? Like if I came into work every morning and I looked at you, your office, and I said, hey, bleep, bleep, what do you want me to do today? I'd be out of here pretty quickly.
Yeah, you would. We have a culture here, I dare say it, of whiteness. Yeah.
So that is the week in woke.
Okay. Thank you. 844-500-4242. A couple of people say, Taylor, that Churchill is a cigar size, not a brand. It describes its length and diameter, i.e. it's a style of cigar, not its brand.
To quote Steve Martin, well, excuse me.
All right. This fall, I'm saying yes to quality time and no to everything else. The last thing I want to do right now is run to the store or spend more than a few minutes on figuring out dinner, especially if I'm going to have to deal with trying to get around a vaccination passport from Charlie Parker's Ministry of Truth. HelloFresh takes the guesswork out of meal prep and helps me devote more time to what really matters. HelloFresh delivers everything I need, like 50 weekly menu and market items that are always changing. HelloFresh has quick and easy meals worthy of a busy weeknight, including low prep, 10 to 15 minute recipes, and easy to clean up options. Pre-portioned and measured ingredients save time, which allows me to actually enjoy my meals. And again, this is from Patrice recently. The HelloFresh extras are terrific, she says. She's a listener who's gotten into HelloFresh. I order the steam in the bag, baby potatoes, little avocados, chocolate lava cakes, and their cold pressed coffee all the time.
Oh, she's ordering desserts and coffee?
Yes.
I didn't even know you could get coffee through HelloFresh.
Cold pressed coffee. I definitely go to the supermarket less thanks to HelloFresh. It's not just about avoiding Karens. HelloFresh is just so easy. It's a treat getting this great food delivered right to our door every week. This is a testimony from a listener. Patrice from Arlington, you've heard her on the air. Tuesdays are a red letter day around here now. Yeah, and dinner is just the beginning with HelloFresh. You just heard what Patrice said about ordering desserts and coffee, et cetera, et cetera. I love adding grab-and-go breakfast, afternoon treats, and more easy extras to my order. I don't just save time with HelloFresh. I also save serious money, and so can you. HelloFresh meals are over 30% cheaper than you could get at the grocery store. And with the way inflation's going, that's a real blessing. The family-friendly menu is also a big win for you and your kids. It's full of easy, delicious recipes for drama-free dinners, which means the kids are going to like the food as much as you do. This fall, I'm looking forward to pumpkin cinnamon rolls, apple ginger crisp, and more seasonal extras from HelloFresh. Plus, their fresh produce travels from the farm to my front door in less than a week. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio. I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
A lot of coughing going on today. Got a couple more cuts to play here. Cut 28 from Joe Biden this afternoon.
Let me highlight just a few provisions of my plan.
Let me highlight. Cut 27.
Arguing that exact same point.
The exam point. See, there's another, what is the syllogism? The combined word, exact and same, into exam. He has created more syllogisms than any other.
Neologism.
I can never remember neologism, syllogisms.
We've started kind of collecting them now. We're up to a few. Accelerate the process.
Yeah.
Rheumatoid arthritis, he said. The vaxation of the unvaccinated.
That's right.
Apoplectic.
Yeah.
And now exam.
Exam. Yeah. It's just, it's something. We are going to have to put together a page. There's no question about it. Then one of the categories or one of the pages on the page or the website is going to have to be neologisms. Is it what do you call them?
Neologisms.
844-500-4242. Here's another one. Cut 23.
Not only will no one making under $400,000 see their taxes go up, the middle class are going to get some tax cuts.
Yeah, right. Democrats promising tax cuts, hanging onto your wallet. But what did he say? No Mamoan. How about Samoans? Or is it just going to not affect Mamoans?
Anyone make it under 400 simoleons?
We'll get a mimosa. Rob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rob.
Howie, I'm calling from the town of Milton, Massachusetts, and I want to let you know that we have restorative justice. Not the Virginia style, but we have our own restorative justice. And this is how it works. The Democrat policies destroys the family and puts all these people's kids in jail, and they come to school upset. Now, this is put on by the Southern Poverty Law Center now. This is who they're taking. And all of the teachers are trained how to sit in a circle and ask the person why he's so angry. And this is just a piece off the equity survey they're doing in Milton. So watch this one, Howie. This is going to be excellent. What a bunch of nitwits.
Oh, my God. Thanks for the call. My daughter's a public school teacher. I think she better stay out of Milton. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.